Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Sitting at a cafe, drinking coffee, wondering if this was a big mistake. She was alone, and sitting there made her realize just how alone she was. George was gone, and she was glad. She was tired of the counseling, the fighting, the lying. But now that she was here, finally here, reality set in. She felt nervous and uncomfortable in her own skin. What am I doing here? Who will I have dinner with? She thought nervously. She wasn't used to being alone yet. The thought made her want to break into tears. Stuffing it down, she vowed to be stronger, not wanting to fall apart her first night in Paris. She told herself she would sit here as long as she could before going home and crying all night if she needed to. But not yet. She wanted to enjoy Paris. Her Paris. She wasn't going to let George ruin one more thing in her life. Something brushed by her. She turned to see a tall, attractive man with kind eyes, smiling. "Is this seat taken?" he asked. "No," she said, almost losing her breath. He settled himself into the seat next to her. His broad shoulders and firm, hard build made her imagine what other gifts his parents had passed down. As a geneticist, she was fascinated by family traits. She noticed his hands, strong and thick. George had small, weak hands to go with a small, weak personality. These hands, they were a work of art. She wondered what they would feel like caressing her body, touching her face. His jaw was square and his face youthful. She wondered how many women had loved that face. She slowly uncrossed her legs and, crossing them again, realized her thoughts had gone south. To her surprise, she was all hot and moist between her legs. She thought of the last time she and George had made love. It was hollow and empty, and she couldn't wait for it to be over. She didn't think it would be hollow with this man and those hands. Thinking of sex, she thought of her first time. Dennis Brooks. It was the summer after her senior year of high school. They had been dating for several months, and he took her to the pond near her house. She remembered how warm the day was and how the sun felt on her skin. They lay on a blanket staring into each other's eyes. "I'm not asking you to have sex, you know," he'd said as he gently caressed her breast, breathing the words into her neck. "It's just, I love you. I love the way you feel. Your skin is amazing." She remembered how she had struggled for months over whether to lose her virginity to him or not. Those words tipped the scale. She remembered how this feeling welled up inside her, and she just had to have him. Nothing and no one could stop her now. She kissed him with every inch of her body. He held her tight as if letting her go might be certain death. There was a fire down there that she had never felt before, so fierce were the feelings. She wavered between fear and desire, not knowing which feeling was which. They'd somehow felt the same. He awkwardly took off her pants, then her panties. He was hard as a rock. It was as if he had waited his whole life for that moment. He fumbled a few times to find that right place. And when he did, it was a mixture of great pain and a blissful knowing, almost as if it was and wasn't her first time. His thrusting was like an obsession. He was possessed by something bigger than the both of them. Then it was over. She remembered she was still on fire, wondering if that was normal. She felt that way for 2 days, thinking it might never go away. She and Dennis had sex every chance they could for the rest of that summer. Each time seemed to get better and better. They explored each other like crazed archaeologists looking for hidden treasures, and oh, how they found them. She remembered the last night they were together. He made a special picnic by a lake. They drank cheap champagne until they giggled. Then he caressed every inch of her body with such care and concern. With his tongue, he tasted every inch of her skin, licking the saltiness of her, nibbling the sweetness. She couldn't remember being made love to like that since. She chuckled to herself, realizing that she was now old enough to be the mother of that 17-year-old boy. What happened to all those years? She ran into Dennis several years later. He was married and had a pregnant wife. She had no regret at the time of not pursuing him in college, but now, after everything, she felt a sudden sadness. Where is this coming from, she thought. She had forgotten all those old feelings and how love could be. She wondered if Dennis was still married. Maybe she could look him up when she got back. She quickly dismissed the thought. How desperate was she to think of looking up her high school sweetheart who would surely think she was a wacko? She decided to tuck the thought away in her head. Maybe I'll look him up. Maybe I should do something drastic or crazy. Maybe I'll have a succession of lovers until I find the right one. Maybe I'm just losing my mind, she thought. Then she thought of Ben. She met Ben her senior year of college. He wasn't the greatest lover, but he was funny. He made her laugh until she thought she would burst. Sex with him was more of a sport than an art. It was what happened after sex with Ben that kept her coming back. He would hold her against his firm, hairless chest. How soft and hard it was all at the same time. She felt safe with him. She felt that if he just held her long enough, all of her fears would disappear. His arms were strong and muscular. They represented everything she wanted at that time. Someone to take care of her and tell her everything would be okay. But it didn't last long. George appeared and swept her off her feet, making her forget good old Ben. George seemed to have the world at his fingertips. Handsome, funny, and charming. His family had money and he was studying to be a lawyer. What more could I have wanted, she thought. A lot more, she now realized. George had a certain air of authority that almost paralyzed her. Yes, he mesmerized her in a way no man had ever done before. She remembered their first year of dating. She hung on his every word as if at any moment he might say something that would change the world. She gave her body to him any moment she thought he wanted her. Once she stopped, she knew that things would end. She gave everything to him and kept nothing for herself. She knew why he stopped loving her. She was never really there. She swore to herself that she would find someone to rekindle all those feelings she had left behind. The man seated next to her turned toward her. "Is this your first time in Paris?" he asked. "Yes," she said, shocked out of the conversation in her head. "And what is a beautiful woman doing here all alone?" he asked. "Just enjoying Paris and some fond memories," she said. "But you said it was your first time in Paris." "Oh, it is. The memories are of something else." "Maybe you will let me show you the city, create new memories, no?" he asked. She hesitated and looked down at his hands. "That would be wonderful." He took her hand and they left the cafe. Yes, this was her Paris.